This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Amini, in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security.
Vikas Sajedari, Bharat Seychelles sambandhon ki majboot neev rahi hai. Hamare sabhi prayas Seychelles ki praathmikataon aur aavashyaktaon par aadharit hain. Is disha mein aage badhte hue aaj hum $175 million ke स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज की घोषणा करने जा रहे हैं। यह पैकेज सोशल हाउसिंग, ई मोबिलिटी, वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा और मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में ठोस परियोजनाओं को सपोर्ट देगा।
Indian Seychelles also signed 7 Memorandum of Understanding MOUs across various sectors, including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. On the occasion, Mr. Modi said that Indian Seychelles are connected not just with geography, but by history, trust and shared vision for the future. Briefing media New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Seychelles is a maritime neighbour and a trusted partner, and it holds a special place in India's vision, Mahasagar. President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Amini, said that this visit reflects long-standing friendship and mutual respect between both the countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspired students to look beyond exams, focus on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. The Prime Minister encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying big ideas often grow from modest beginnings. The Prime Minister said, without discipline, inspiration alone is ineffective. On maintaining the balance between studies and passion, the Prime Minister said, students should not view academics and creative pursuits as separate or as opposing paths. The Prime Minister also stressed upon the importance of civic responsibility. He said that disciplined daily behaviour plays a crucial role in nation building. Highlighting initiatives like Vocal for Local, the Prime Minister said, choosing Indian-made products strengthens the domestic economy. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice before being adjourned for the day following opposition uproar. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the presiding officer tried to take up discussion of the Union Budget 2026-27 and called the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak. However, Mr. Tharoor requested the chair to allow Leader of the Opposition, Rahul Gandhi, wanted to speak on other issues before the discussion. Presiding Officer Sandhya Ray said she has not received any notice from the Leader of the Opposition and if he wants to speak on the budget, he can be allowed. Mr. Gandhi alleged that he was not allowed to speak before the budget discussion despite the assurance by the Speaker during the meeting with some senior Congress members. Amid the uproar, the Chair requested Congress members to allow discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju rejected Mr. Gandhi's allegation, saying that the Speaker has not made such commitment. He said the Speaker had said that if there is consensus about running the House and if Mr. Gandhi raises his issue, then floor leaders also should be allowed to speak on the matter. Despite repeated appeal by the Chair, the discussion on Union Budget could not be taken up and presiding officer adjourned the House till tomorrow. The Supreme Court would have directed that the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal must continue without any hindrance while extended the deadline for scrutiny of documents by 1 week. A bench led by Chief Justice Surya Kant, along with Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi, emphasized that the court would intervene only on procedural matters if necessary, but stressed that no disruption of the SIR process would be tolerated. In shooting, the Indian trio of Isha Singh, Manu Bhakar and Ridham Sangwan clinched gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championships in New Delhi today. The Indian team topped the standings with a combined score of 1,751 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.